This is Jared Roskamp with the Ag Masters Conference in Champaign, Illinois. I'm here with Dr. Mark Laux from the Ohio State University. He's an extension specialist in weed science. Mark, kind of tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got where you are.
Okay, well, I'm a weed scientist at the Ohio State University. I'm actually a graduate of the University of Illinois in my for my master's and PhD, and moved over there as an extension specialist, weed management extension specialist, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
You talked today a little bit about glyphosate-resistant weeds, and as we see more and more of them, what's your recommendations on how to control these and keep our fields clean?
Well, we need to take a diverse approach. We're obviously in almost a continuous glyphosate-resistant cropping system. You know, most of our corn is glyphosate-resistant, most of our soybeans are, and even as new traits are developed, most of them will be developed in conjunction with glyphosate resistance, so we'll have multiple herbicide traits. You know, and so the problem here is how to economically get other herbicides in the system with glyphosate to take the selection pressure off the glyphosate so that we don't overuse it to the point that we select for those weeds that are resistant and those populations increase, and then eventually we just have a problem controlling weeds because they're glyphosate resistant. So, you know, the whole key is where it makes sense. Start weed free at the time of planting, use other herbicides with glyphosate like 2,4-D. You know, one of the big things I think is using residual herbicides at the time of planting in both corn and soybeans to control 70-80% of the weeds, slow everything down to make the whole post-emergence window more manageable. But also, you know, that 80% reduction in weed populations helps take the pressure off the glyphosate considerably, and it keeps everything smaller, keeps it working better. So that's pretty much a key. And the key there, especially in corn, is to use enough residual herbicide so that if you get a little bit late on your post-applications, you haven't lost yield. And corn is sensitive to early season competition earlier when weeds are smaller than soybeans are.
Is there a time ever when you should completely change programs, or is there a point to where it would, you know, become bad enough that you should look at not using glyphosate?
Well, we have some good alternatives. Liberty Link soybeans, for example, are a good alternative to glyphosate systems, although the number of varieties available isn't near as high. You know, you can supplement the glyphosate once it gets to a point where you have to supplement the glyphosate so much, especially in soybeans, that it's costing another, you know, $15 to $20, and that can easily happen with giant ragweed populations that are resistant to glyphosate. You really need to consider, you know, is it time for me to switch to another type of trait and use a whole new system? You know, one of the second problems there is as you start to add other herbicides to the glyphosate, when it fails, then you start to put selection pressure on other herbicides like Flexstar or First Trait, you know, or anything like that to develop resistance to those herbicides as well. So what, ideally, if we could get everybody to switch entirely away from glyphosate to like a Liberty Link system, that'd be great.
Okay, how do you see us in the future? I guess, do you see this system sustaining itself and us being able to use glyphosate still in the same fashion that we are?
Well, we have new tools coming, I think, that are going to save us. In the absence of these new tools, I would say we're going to continue to have some problems and develop resistance to the alternatives that we can put with glyphosate to help it out. But we have traits from Dow and Monsanto coming. The Dow trait is resistant to 2,4-D, so we'll have corn and soybeans resistant to 2,4-D, in theory, at least, if everything goes according to plan, and Monsanto will have soybeans resistant to dicamba or Banville. So, I mean, we're going to have some amazing new tools. I'm not sure that they're going to be able to be used everywhere. We have some issues with off-crop movement of 2,4-D and dicamba and some things like that. But I think given that we have those tools and the availability of the Liberty Link system also, I mean, we can make that all work indefinitely if we back up and said, no, we're not going to have those tools. We don't have Liberty Link soybeans. I think we would continue to have problems, and it would get more and more expensive to manage weeds, but I think we're going to be okay.
Okay, thank you for your time. Once again, this is Jared Roskamp at the Ag Masters Conference in Champaign, Illinois.